For WNPR News, I'm Jackie Harris. This year, the American School for the Deaf in Hartford celebrates its 200th anniversary. The school is the founding place of American Sign Language. This week, the classical music ensemble Cuatro Puntos is performing its concert series, celebrating deaf music culture from Beethoven to present, in collaboration with the school. This is Squish, a piece of music written for a deaf audience. Squish is the opening number in this concert at the American School for the Deaf. Cuatro Puntos collaborated with an American Sign Language storyteller for the performance. As the ensemble plays, Danielle Holdridge signs the tale of King Kong. In this version, the giant gorilla and his human love are both deaf. Holdridge says music isn't just for people who can hear. It's also for people who can feel it.
When I think of music, I don't necessarily think of the auditorial. I associate it with what's happening inside of me. Music is actually my favorite thing to interpret or to change into sign language because I can feel the music in my body.
During the performance, the audience grabs balloons on the back of their chairs so they can feel the vibrations from a percussionist snare drum. The percussionist explains this is how deaf musicians hear music. They tell what note they're playing by feeling how big or small the vibration is and where it's located on their body. Violist Kevin Bishop says playing music for deaf audiences has changed how he thinks about music.
As professional musicians who've spent our entire life perfecting an art that we suspect is, you know, all about hearing, to then dive in and learn, even people who can't hear can enjoy this and even take part in music and play instruments. It's a very different experience as a musician. It really makes you think about how the people you're playing for are experiencing it.
Tonight's performance at St. Mark Lutheran Church in Glastonbury includes a piece by Beethoven, who lost his hearing in the middle of his composing career. Jackie Harris, WNPR News.